Thank you, children. You sound great and look great. Thank you for being here today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It is an exciting day as we gather. It may be dreary outside, but we have much to celebrate inside today. And so we're thankful you're here. If you are a guest this morning, we are honored to have you with us as we have our special worship musical. We would ask you to take a moment to tear off the worship registration that you received when you came in, to fill it out. And today, at the very end of our service, at the conclusion, there will be some men at each of our doors with our offering plates. We'll be receiving our offering at the door. We would ask you as a guest to simply take your registration and place it in the offering plate as you leave. We would encourage all of our regular attenders and members to leave your offering at that point as well. I want to thank you again for being here. And I want to simply say this as we begin. We come to celebrate what the Lord has done for us. We celebrate the miracle of new birth in Christ because of the birth of Christ. And we will celebrate together with some songs that you know. We will celebrate with some new songs. And we will also, in just a few moments, sing a few songs that really aren't normal to be in a church program, but you'll enjoy them. Some family songs. You've been singing at home for years. And so we invite you, any song you know, you sing along. But here's the problem. If you sing really well, the person next to you is going to give you the bump and say, you should be in the choir. So just be ready, and we'll be ready for you next year. Let's pray as we continue. Father God, thank you so much for the privilege to be able to gather together today and sing and talk about the incredible way you brought salvation to mankind. It was a surprise, to say the least, some 2,000 years ago when it took place. But we are thankful for the fact that you had a plan from the start. And we're thankful that new life is available to everyone here today. That very same plan that started thousands of years ago, that came to fulfillment 2,000 years ago, that very same plan is at work today. So if there is any man or woman or boy or girl that's here today that doesn't know you, my prayer is that right now they would know that there is joy in the world because the Lord has come and that you have come to give us new life. There is no one too far from God today to receive his gift of grace, and then there is no one too far that is out of his reach. So Father, today do a work in us, and may we celebrate who you are. It's in the name of Jesus that we humbly pray this. Amen. Sing along with us on these fun songs. This next song you'll know.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Caesar Augustus, that all through the empire, each one should return to their own town. And so everyone went to be registered. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, which is also called Bethlehem, because he was of the line and the tribe and the lineage of David. He went to be registered, and along with him, he took Mary, who he was engaged with and was pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she took him, her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in the manger, for there was no room in the inn. And in that same region, there were shepherds out in the fields taking care of their flocks by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord, well, it shone all around them, and the whole host stood before them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you tidings of great joy and good news. For today in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior has been born, who is Messiah the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find him wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Those words that we just lifted in song speak of Jesus who came as a baby, but they also speak of a Jesus who's coming again. Hallelujah to the one who was slain. And I want to share with you really quickly a little bit more about this Christmas story. It really all begins with a question. The Christmas story does not begin with a baby in a manger. The Christmas story goes back thousands of years before that, to a time where Adam and Eve were in the garden, living in perfection. And the serpent said to them with the question, "Did God really say you cannot eat from the fruit of this tree?" And that little question led to a strong temptation, which led to sin, and Adam and Eve sinned. It entered the world. The world began to die at that point. And from that moment forward, the Christmas story in my mind truly begins there. Because God, in his grace and his sovereignty, shows up and he sacrifices an animal for Adam and Eve. He provides a clothing made of skin from an animal. An animal is killed so that they can be covered in their shame. And then for generation after generation after generation, animals would be sacrificed by the people of God to cover their shame and their sin for a season. And we would see hints all the way back from the book of Genesis, where God says to Abraham, "It is from your family line. It is you will be the blessing to the world, not just to your people, but the entire world." We can look back and see hints that it points to another sacrifice that would be made over and over in the Old Testament. Then you fast forward several thousand years to the birth of Jesus. God sent his son Jesus to become that lamb who was slain for you and for me. And just like Adam and Eve responded to that question from the serpent by sinning, you and I have sinned as well. But the good news of that is this, that Jesus paid the price for us. You see how we can refer to Jesus as the Lamb? Well, the scripture's clear in the book of Revelation, which I'll mention in a minute. But right now, let's think about the Gospel of John. In John chapter 1, you have the forerunner of Jesus, John the Baptizer. And he is baptizing people for repentance. And he is baptizing them, encouraging them, and to make way for the one who would come that would bring salvation. And he looks one day, and here comes Jesus walking down the road. And he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And we just took time to sing about that very thing. Hallelujah to the Lamb who was slain that took away the sin of the world. So if you're here today and maybe you've got a question just like that serpent, but maybe your question's different. Maybe your question is this: I see all the songs, I hear people talk, I've listened to sermons, but can this really be true? Is it possible? Surely he came to save those who were good people, but what about people like me? People that have sinned, people that have fallen far from God, can it really be true? Did God really say he would come for all mankind? Listen, friends, the answer to that question is yes. Jesus came to bring life for you. So if you're here and you've never received his gift of salvation, I want you to understand that you stand in need of it the same as Adam and Eve. You stand in need of it the same as those shepherds that were there on that first Christmas night. You stand in need of it the same as those wise men who showed up a couple of years later with their gifts. You stand in need of it the same as Herod, who killed all those babies back then. You stand in need of it just as much as Pilate, who sent Jesus to the cross. You and I need his gift of salvation. But the good news is he offers it freely. He paid the price some 2,000 years ago by being born, yes, in a manger in a lowly state, living a life of perfection, going to the cross for you and for me, willingly laying down his life. He became the sacrificial lamb. He placed your sin and mine, even though we were not born yet. He placed our sin upon him, and he died, and those sins died too. And so Jesus is the one who came back to life and the one who can bring you and I back to life in spite of our sin as well. So I encourage you, if you've never received his gift of grace, it's as simple as saying, "Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I need you. I will follow you. I will receive your gift today." But the good news is this, it doesn't even end there. Because not only was he the lamb who was slain, but he will be returning again. If you were to fast forward the Christmas story from 2,000 years ago to your part and my part in it now, fast forward it to whenever Jesus is going to return. It could be today. It could be 100 years from now. We do not know the day or the hour. But when he returns, the book of Revelation is clear. It says that he will come no longer as a child. He will come no longer as a man who would be crucified. He will come no longer as one who will be beaten, spit upon, or slain. But he will return as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will return as that lamb who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In Revelation, it's very clear. It says that he will return and written on his thighs will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I want you to understand that that very same Jesus who went to the cross for you and for me, the very same Jesus who rose from the grave, the very same Jesus who will come again, he desires a relationship with you. So in this moment right now, as much as we hope you've enjoyed the music, and we'll have two more songs to sing, as much as we hope you'll enjoy the sounds of the season and the look of the season, I hope you do not miss the important message of what Jesus did for us. So if you're here, you've never given your life to him, I invite you right now, in your own life, in the privacy of your own heart, to simply confess your sin. Confess your need for him in your heart and mind. Say, Father, I give you my life. I receive your gift of grace. He gladly offers it to you today. You cannot earn it. It is a free gift. And so we invite you to do so today. But if you're here as a believer, you already have a personal relationship with Jesus, can I encourage you to be reminded? We get so into a routine of Christmas and the busyness of life, and we know the story, and we love to sing the songs, and I love to sing all the Christmas songs. But we forget sometimes the miracle of salvation, that you didn't deserve it and I didn't deserve it, that you couldn't earn it and I can't earn it, and he gave it to us freely. So for those here that know him, would you take just this moment and worship him? Thank him for his gift of grace in your life. Thank him for the grace. If you came to know him 40 years ago, you still needed his grace this week. You needed it when you got up this morning. Thank him for his grace. Would you bow with me with our heads bowed for just a moment? Believers in the room, make a personal altar in your life right now. Just praise him for who he is, for what he's done for you. For those here that maybe do not know him, or maybe you've been questioning this whole idea of what it means to follow him, or you've just been unsure if you know him or not, right now, settle it in your heart and in your mind and with the Lord. Father God, I pray that if there's one here that doesn't know you in this moment, they would receive your gift of grace. If there's one here that does not have a relationship with you, that your Holy Spirit would speak to them before this day is over, they will follow through with knowing you, receiving your gift of salvation. Father, for the hundreds of us here who do know you, may we leave here in a few moments with joy in our hearts and a song on our lips, and a smile on our face, because we have received this gift of Christmas. And we are with the one and know the one who will return again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I would say to you here today, if you made a decision, if you want to give your life to the Lord, as soon as we're done, two more songs, as soon as we're finished, I would invite you, I'll be standing down front, we will, as we dismiss and others will be headed out the doors, you come find me right down here and just say, listen, I want to know more about having Jesus in my life. I will not pressure you, but I would love to talk with you about what that means. You can also indicate on your worship registration before you turn those in as you head out the doors. If you would like information or would like to talk with a minister or would like for one of us to contact you, we would love to do so. We thank you for being here. We have two more songs to share with you before we leave.
Thank you.